Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we play music by Devendra Banhart, answer a question about finding a job, and report on a new website that gets you to think big. Where can you go to listen to a cook, a senator, or a scientist talk about important subjects? BigThink.com is a new website created to provide discussions between world experts and internet users. Subjects discussed on BigThink include the environment, music, and questions about happiness and personal identity. The website has been called a YouTube for thinkers. Faith Lapidus has more.
Victoria Brown and Peter Hopkins created BigThink.com. They see the website as a social project that permits internet users around the world to share a discussion space with experts. Ms. Brown says that people need an international stage on which to exchange, discuss, and debate the important ideas of our time. If you visit the Big Think website, you will find a series of subjects listed on the left side of the page. There are meta-subjects that deal with general ideas like faith, love, life, death, and justice. And there are physical subjects like art, culture, technology, history, and politics. When you click on a subject, you find a video of a person talking about his or her ideas. For example, you can listen to United States Senator Ted Kennedy talking about education and civil rights.
We want to try and free ourselves from the forms of discrimination and bigotry which exist in our nation.
Or you could listen to the musician Moby talk about his work and ideas for young artists.
My advice to other musicians, first and foremost, would be to make music that they love.
Among other big thinkers are the former president of Ireland, Mary Robinson, and French cook Jacques Pepin. Under their videos, you can read the comments and questions written by other visitors to the website. More than 100 experts express their ideas on the website. Big Think also has an important list of financial supporters. These include Peter Thiel, who helped create the PayPal company, Larry Summers, a former United States Secretary of the Treasury, and David Frankel, a businessman from South Africa. Big Think's creators started the website by first getting famous people to agree to be videotaped. They began by interviewing several well-known professors from Harvard University, which they had attended. Then they used the names of these professors to gain the trust of others and get them to take part in the project. The website says Big Think belongs to everyone. Its motto is, "We are what you think." So, go online and start thinking big.
This week's listener question comes from China. Eric wants to know how Americans find jobs. Experts say that January is the top month for getting a new job. Many Americans make a promise that they will find a new or better job in the new year. And many businesses decide to fill empty positions this time of year. There are many ways to find a job. It can be as easy as walking into a neighborhood store to look at its announcement board. Local stores often have areas where people can put small signs telling what kind of service they need or can provide. Such services include caring for children or cleaning houses. Or job searchers can look in the newspaper. Local newspapers have employment announcements placed by companies seeking workers. Another popular tool for finding jobs is the Internet. For example, people in 450 cities around the world can use the Craigslist website to buy objects, meet people, or find a job. Craigslist says that it receives 2 million new job listings each month. Another useful way to find a job is through a college or university. For example, students at the University of Texas in Austin can go to the Career Exploration Center to get help in finding a job. People who graduate from universities can also use alumni groups and resources. This means that new graduates can get advice about jobs from older graduates. Each American state also has an employment services office that can help people train and look for jobs. Of course, looking for a job requires knowing what kind of work you want to do. For example, there is a book called What Color Is Your Parachute? By Richard Bowles. This book has been helping people choose a career since it was first published in 1970. Some experts also help people find jobs. Susan W. Miller owns a company called California Career Services in Los Angeles. She says her company helps people find jobs by first helping them understand their strengths, goals, and interests. Then, she provides them with methods and resources to help them find the right job.
I'm high, and I'm happy, and I'm free.
Devendra Banhart is a musician who creates imaginative folk songs that take you back to the sounds of the 1960s. The 26-year-old singer and songwriter recently released his fifth album called Smokey Rolls Down Thunder Canyon. Critics say this album is his strongest yet. Mario Ritter has more.
The song Seahorse. It is a good example of Devendra Banhart's emotional voice and dreamy songs. It is not often clear what his songs are about, but they are always interesting. Rolling Stone magazine listed this record as one of the top albums of 2007. Devendra was born in Houston, Texas, and grew up in Venezuela. He started playing music at the age of 12. He began his studies at the San Francisco Art Institute in California, but dropped out of the program and moved to Paris, France. During this time, Banhart made recordings of his music by borrowing recording devices from his friends. After returning to the United States, Devendra Banhart was discovered by the owner of Young God Records. Here is the sensual beat of Rosa, which he sings in Portuguese.
Será que sou assim, meu amor, sem ver o que não vi? Será que penso que meu amor ainda fico aqui? Desnuda o mineral e qualquer roupa foi dado a cinta sem pensar.
Devendra Banhart is also a skilled artist. He currently has a show at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. 13 of his drawings are shown along with the works of the famous artist Paul Klee. The show explores the relationship between art that you look at and art that you listen to. We leave you with Devendra Banhart's Lover.
Well, I want to be your lover. I want to be your man. I want you to understand. And I want to open your door.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. Dana Demange wrote and produced the show. Transcripts and MP3 files of our programs are at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
And I